Hello, I'm Bill Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to the world by live stream, Roku, and other avenues. I want to share something with the body of Christ that has moved my heart greatly this day. But first we must talk about my background. I was a veterinarian from 1962 until 1982. And my first choice of animals were horses. And my second choice happened to be beef cattle. Primarily, I did the equine, the horse. I did a lot of broodmare work, a lot of blameness of the horse, and really excelled in diagnosis. In the cattle industry, I had a half a dozen Black Angus, primarily, and one San Gertrudis herd that averaged 200 to 400 in each herd. They were a cow-calf operation, and they were kind of fun, interesting. I gained a lot of knowledge about animals during those years from 1962 to 1982. Actually, from 1970 to 82, my practice was brought down a lot and limited a lot compared to 1962. To 1970. I learned a lot from animals. I was a very successful equine practitioner. I have to share a testimony with you. I've shared it many times. But I had some broodmares of my own. I had a broodmare once a foal, and this foal would not nurse. And I was working with it, doing all that I knew from my professional training and experience. And this mare happened to be a running quarter horse mare. And she got tired of me trying to get this foal to nurse. And she took her head and pushed me to the side. And she, and those of you that know about horses, equine, they have big tongues and long. And she started stroking that baby's mouth with her tongue just right across in front of the mouth, and that bull opened his mouth, and that tongue went through that mouth and back again and again and again and again. And when that mother got through, that baby said, "I think I want a nurse." I frankly marveled. At that time, I must say, I didn't think God might be involved with that mother. But moving on from that, something just happened up in South Dakota. where, from what I've heard, thousands of cattle, mother cattle, mother cows, and their spring baby calves were in a tremendous storm. And I don't know how many animals have died. I doubt at the moment anyone knows exactly. I've been involved in 3 or 4 small storms, or been involved in storms that killed 20 to 30, and generally lightning. And it was heartbreaking, frankly, to see how they died. But this one in South Dakota really got to my heart. First of all, I know that America is under a curse for rejecting God's gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ's gospel. I know that. Not just an opinion, I know that. And what we have seen in South Dakota is nothing compared to what we're going to see for rejecting the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't really know how many are dead, but there are estimates in the tens of thousands. But I had a vision that God gave me of a large mother cow. She was brown, stout, built, strong, built in this storm. She was headed southwest in this vision. She had her head up, and the winds were blowing from one of her sides, I suppose north, and she was weaving back and forth. But that mother cow had a mission. She was in the storm of her life. I saw an animal lying to her left, dead. But this mother cow was looking for something. Maybe she was looking for her spring baby that was born this past spring. Or maybe she was looking for a way out of that storm. And she was strong and determined. I want to share some scripture with you. Have Kathy Lee share it out of the book of Ecclesiastes. And years ago, God showed me this, and I want to share it with you. I want Kathy to read it to you. Would you read to them these, what, couple of 3 verses?
It's just 2 verses, and it starts in chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes, verse 18. I said in mine heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. 19. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even everything befalleth them. As the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man has no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity.
Is that not amazing? The same breath in an animal is in man. You know where that breath came from? God. God. And all die. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. But this mother cow that I saw in this vision was determined. And I did not see the end of her mission. But I'm reminded in the spirit that the people that are strong in the Lord and the power of His might will be able to stand in a big storm that's present in America and throughout the world today. It is such a blessing to share this with you. Humble yourself and believe the words of the living God. This is Noah Lewson from his office in Plano on Sunday evening. God bless you. Good night.